You know, every day it's the days are getting longer here in Australia. It's almost invisible. But it's 5:27 in the morning here now. And the sun's not up in the sky, but the skies are really lovely light blue. And listen to that bird song. Like I said, it's almost invisible that the days are getting longer here. It's October. Where I come from, where I was born, the days are getting shorter. In a way, almost invisibly. And I want you to get today, in this podcast, excuse me, I sent out today's 221 email a little bit ago, and it had an article on detachment. And you can find that on freeneville.com. Just type the word detach into the search box there. But this is really important, and so many people get this wrong because they study other things. Because you never detach from your desire. Because the moment you stop imagining, what you've imagined dies. You want to detach from your old reactions to the world. You want to detach from your old states by fully assuming your wish fulfilled. You don't detach first. Neville says, no matter what's going on out there, this is a very sloppy misquote, but the essence is right. No matter what the circumstances are in your life today, you continue to live from the state of your wish fulfilled. And that's the thing, because if you detach and I let it go, that's not the same as fully assuming it is already done. I had a friend of mine the other day, he asked about manifesting a car. How did I do it? He told me all the details of what happened before. And my answer's pretty simple. You assumed driving it and feeling ownership in some way. And you didn't dig up the seed. See, it can be a very simple thing. This is why I always go back to Victoria's Yum. No matter what you want in life, you can always go back to something like a yum. Right? You want to double your income and work half the time? You'd have a lot more time to travel. If I wanted to travel, if I was imagining having... Well, yeah, I'm not into travel, so this doesn't really work for me. But I'll tell you what does. We do our Adventure Mondays. While most people are at work, we take a day completely off. And we go to the city or on some adventure, some village or something. But before we go, I imagine her yum. I fully experience what I would experience whenever she experiences. It sounds a little loopy, but it's really instant. Yum. Right? I just imagine us, someplace cool, experiencing a lovely meal together on a Monday. See, I do this before I get out of bed. Right? Check out how cool this was. Is you want to double your income and work half the time and double it and work half the time again? Yeah, you can do that. This is a question I have that shows up. But what if I want more than double my income? Well, double it and work half the time, then double it and work half the time again. It's very relatable. This is why I always keep going back and suggesting this formula, because for a lot of people, making 100 grand a year when you're making 10, it's just something that I watch them. I'll put them on a video and I'll show them, you see, you're not feeling this real. But if you doubled your income and were buying peanut butter and worked half the time, how would the peanut butter experience be different? Oh, wow, man. I get it. Yeah, you do. So live from that state. This is so easy. But anyway, so what to you allows you to fully attach into, surrender into, float within, swim within the experience of your wish fulfilled? Yum. Now, get it? By the way, that yum I used to end Victoria's old career. Right? She was gone 40 hours a week. I got tired of that. I wanted her to be here. First, it was just me building an empire for a couple of years. Then it was me and the puppy building an empire. And then it's like, you know what? I'd like to have her home. So I imagine I'd like to have her in the garden more because she likes it, right? Being able to go to yoga when she wants, right? Instead of like just when she has spare time, which was never. So it's like, all right. So I just imagine her yum. It's cool because that yum can imply that she's here in the garden or taking a break to go cook a meal or taking a break from playing in the garden to enjoy a meal. That yum can imply that we have plenty of money and plenty of time. Adventure Monday just became Adventure Week. Yum. Got another meal. Someplace cool. This is what's cool because you don't have to figure out a scene. Coffee game, right? How would you experience one sip of coffee if your wish were already fulfilled? Experience that. Alrighty, so somewhere along the way, we're going to call this part two. Somewhere along the way, Facebook Messenger booted me out. Unbelievable. And I don't know where. So you've just had 6 minutes and 31 seconds of me sharing some goody stuff. And so I'm going to do a tiny little recap of what I intended for you to get. So if it's a little re-rambling, please accept my apologies. But boy, you might as well have some fun with this. So let's dive in. You don't detach from your desire. You detach from your old states by fully attaching to your new one. You get these are the little things that they make the biggest difference. Now here's the thing. It feels like you've detached from something. You've detached from the craving. You've detached from the longing. When you really move into the state of your wish fulfilled, you no longer have that craving or the hoping or the secret doubting, which is what hope really is. What you have is a cool, all right. You order the pizza, you don't doubt that they're gonna not deliver it to you. You don't doubt that the place doesn't exist anymore. Well, they just took my money, so they're gonna run. I guess some people are like that. But why? If you're sitting at a restaurant and you order food, right? So you order a hamburger and fries or whatever your favorite thing is, right? You order that favorite meal and you smell it cooking. What happens is you've detached from having to look at the menu and figure out what you want and wait for the waiter to come. You get it? Once you order, you've detached from all that because you've surrendered into, yeah, yum is for lunch. You get it? It's these tiny little things, guys. It's the tiny little things. By the way, it's going to feel like, well, I let go. It may feel like that's what you did. But I always invite you to notice, what did you really do? You don't walk into a restaurant and sit down and go, oh, hamburger. Let go. And when the waiter comes over, you say, no, I've let go. Thank you. That's not what you do. You place your order. How do you place your order? You place your order by experiencing what implies your wish has already been fulfilled. This is so much fun. By the way, this is better than what I said before because I didn't have that analogy or metaphor. These just show up on the fly because this is how life really works. God, I love listening to these birds. There's a commotion off in the distance, which is... that's a fox. But yeah, but I can hear the birds, but the birds are telling me there's a fox over there. How do I know that? I've been doing this for a long time, listening to words. I've been word botching for a long time. So when the birds tell me that, that's what I notice. Just like this stuff. I've been doing it for a long time. I've eliminated scoliosis, flat feet, mysterious bone, nerve and tissue damage in my elbows. A whole bunch of diagnosed things. PTSD. Anywho. This stuff works. Let me close this up so it's not too long. Join us at ManifestingMasteryCourse.com. It's that 90-day adventure that is very specifically structured. It takes about 15 minutes a day for a lesson, 15 minutes of play. And that's what it is. It's 15 minutes of play, and the lessons are fun like this, but they are designed to give you 90 days of very specific experiences so that by the end of 90 days, you're not the same. And that's really cool. Check out the success stories. They're at freeneville.com. Anywho, next, if you're not on the 221 email list, it's pseudo-random stuff like the podcast, just whatever's on my mind. That's what I send out or put out that day. Get on that 221 email list if you're not already. And if you are, dive into those little random lessons every day. They'll give heaps to you. They're sort of like snacks, power snacks. Manifesting Mastery is more like a full-on yummy meal. And meanwhile, thanks for listening. I really appreciate the input, the suggestions, the feedback. And I love sharing Victoria and my world with you. See ya.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.